Welcome back to Unmatched Sports, where we go beyond the highlights and share the real stories of the TSU football players. I'm your host, Jamel Matthews, and today we're featuring a defensive force in the heart of the Third Ward defense, senior linebacker Jacob Williams. In this episode, we dive into the pain and perseverance it took him to come back from his injury last season, his leadership role in the linebacker room, and so much more. With that being said, let's get into the episode.
Let's talk about last season. So, last season came out strong against Prairie View, posted good numbers. Then, I won't say sadly, everything happened for a reason. God has his own plans with everything. He was sidelined with an injury. So, just walk us through last season mentally, and just walk us through also how you prepare for this season.
Last year, like you said, unfortunately, situation happened in the first game, but, you know, God always have a plan. So, you know, I just, you know, just built my faith, just very strong in faith throughout that whole season. You know, just, you know, watching my teammates, being there for my teammates, being a great teammate, you know, teaching the young guys and those who stepped in my place, just helping them along the season. Mentally, I was, you know, I was just great because, like I said, you know, my strength and faith, I just got a great relationship with God. So they helped me along the way. It was just good being there for my teammates, and I just looked at the positive side of it.
Usually when somebody gets hurt, a lot of times people normally push them to the side. People forget about you. And one thing about you, which I respect a lot from a lot of people, the Lamar game came, Jackson State game came, the FAMU game came. Everybody hit me up. Hey, man, where Jacob at? Where Jay Will at? Everybody was asking where you was at. And one of the things about it, people didn't forget about you. Now people are anticipating your return back to the football field. And that kind of gets me to the second question. You know, seeing you out there spring, seeing you out there now in these summer practices, getting ready for fall camp, I see that you're hungry. What is your expectation for this upcoming season?
Man, I got big expectations, man. Just you know, coming to work every day, giving them all on this field. I'm just coming in ready to, you know, shatter everything I did my junior year. I'm just trying to come in and just go give it all. My last year, I just want to leave it all out there.
You talk about 2023 season. You know, you was top three in all major categories. I go on other podcasts. I always say that you can do it again. I just want to hear from you. Do you think you can replicate what you did in that season just one more time and just show the people that you one of the best linebackers in the SWAC?
Yeah, I appreciate that, and definitely. I feel like, you know, just coming to work every day, just being prepared, you know, been readiness, me prepared, preparedness is just, I feel like just being prepared at all times. Whenever I step on the field, that's just, the confidence is in me because I'm prepared, and that is what I work for. So when I step on the field, I mean, it's just what I work for. So it's just kind of, you know, go hand in hand with the work I put in.
One thing about it, 100 tackles, you know, man, to hide away from getting 100 tackles in the season when you're healthy. So the one thing about it, that takes consistency. It takes consistency in, like, what you eat, off-season program, and then when you get to the season, you're able to accomplish those goals. One thing about it that I want to ask you, how do you stay so locked in during the season, both mentally and physically?
I mean, mentally, I talk to my coach a lot, Coach D-Mac, a lot, you know, about game planning and things like that. I try to stay sharp in the playbook, trying to stay sharp on the other team, you know, just watch a lot of film so I can call out, you know, the plays that, or just have an idea of the plays that the other team want to do before the ball even snuck. So just staying mentally ready with staying locked in on the playbook, just staying locked in on a film of the other team. That keep me ready mentally, and then physically, just going to work out, you know, just working out every day, putting the work in throughout the week and practice, and being sharp at practice, taking everything seriously, like as far as my first step, defeating blocks, you know, I just don't go out there to practice just to, you know, go through the motion. You know, Coach D-Man always be on me about practicing and trying to stand out at practice, you know, so when you watch the film, when you turn the film on, to take the practice film on, I'm actually standing out, and I'm moving game-like, treat everything like game-like 100%. And I just going to practice with that mindset every day. You know, going to the weight room, even during the season, you know, we're not doing too much heavy weight, but I'm just going in there, you know, just treating everything game-like. you know, as far as throughout the season, you just gotta be like that. You gotta be prepared. So just treating everything like game, like, and just staying mentally sharp with the film and the playbook. You know, I feel like that's just helped me mentally and physically throughout the season.
And you kind of led into my next question. You talk about, you know, how you approach your day-to-day operations, whether it's off-season, in the season. With you being a senior, you got, of course, you got Isaiah Bogarty, you got guys like Kizzy coming back, but you do have some new pieces in that linebacker room. How are you getting those new guys up to speed to play TSU linebacker play?
You know, it's kind of easy. With D-Mac being the main coach, the main position coach, Coach D-Mac, you know, he's very, very smart, and he taught me a lot of things. Also taught me how to lead other guys. He taught me how to lead the room, teach me how to teach the other guys. So he kind of made it easy for me. And, you know, him just being a great teacher, it's just, you know, it's a lot that the guys already know, actually. So, you know, they have questions. The younger guys have questions here and there, and it'd be so easy to answer them just because what he put in me and installed in me. So, you know, just having Coach D-Mac as a coach to make it easier for things like that, just helping the other guys be prepared. And, you know, the time I got on my clock, you know, being a senior, I've been here for 4 years already. It's just make it easier to just help others get prepared physically and mentally. So, you know, just giving advice whenever it's needed. Guys just come to me and ask me anything, you know, even if it's not about football. It could be anything, you know, life situation or anything, you know, they might be having, you know, situation or anything like that. Even if they're not having a situation, we can have a positive talk or anything like that. You know, it's just easy to be a mentor from what Coach D-Mac taught me.
I wanted to ask one more question about that linebacker room. A lot of people that's not familiar with the TSU football team, of course, you and Coach D-Mac, you and Bo, y'all have an excellent relationship. So I want to take a part in game, you in the game. How easy is it for you to have that relationship with Coach D-Mac, and then you got a guy on the side of you in Isaiah Bogarty, just go out there and just play natural?
Man, it's super easy. Like I said, it's super easy. You know, with D-Mac, it started me from day one. Since I first walked on the campus, he made it easy for me to just, you know, go out there and just play, you know, without not thinking too much, just being ready. You know, he's a great mentor. You know, I kind of look at him as a big brother. You know, his family now, so, you know, him and Bo, you know, during the offseason, we go at it, we get better together, and we just continue to do that during the season and just help each other out. You know, we call out things for D-Mac, you know, even though he the main one, you know, calling things out for us, we call things out, we bring some things to his attention. So it's kind of like a great teamwork. But, you know, I just love to have D-Mac as a coach and Isaiah Bogarty as a partner. And then kind of with my twin brother, you know, he's there with me a lot too, as we look at film sometime at home together and things like that. So he also helped me, you know, be prepared mentally. So when I step on the field, it's just to make it that much easier.
And shout out to Ob, man. It's always good to have an extra set of eyes, you know. A lot of times you just go through the motions, and mm-hmm. just having somebody extra to, you know, be like, hey, man, your footwork is off right there. I think you should do
yep,
this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize, you know, I was a good football player too, and he has a knack for pointing things out, making people better. And I just shout him out mm-hmm. real quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, shout out Isaac, man.
The last two questions I want to ask you. You know, I had a chance to talk to DeMarcus Thompson, Trent Leary, all these guys that are heading into their last season at TSU. Now, we talk about legacy. Now, I feel like you built a great foundation to leave a great legacy at Texas Southern University. But what do you want to leave behind at TSU? What do you want to leave for, like, the younger guys to be like, oh, I want to aim for this because Jay Will is the best linebacker here at TSU? What do you want to leave behind?
I really just want to leave a standard for the linebacker position, you know, and this standard got to be met at all times, you know. So I just want to leave a standard for the younger guys and let them know that, you know, it's always a work day. Even when it's a mental day, it's still a work day. Even when, you know, you chill, you kind of lax on physical activities, it's a mental day, it's still a work day. So, you know, I just want them to understand that it's always a day to get better, 1% better every day.
The thing that I want to ask you, you talk to Dishman, you talk to Johannes Seawright, you talk to Justin Sorrell, no matter who you talk to. I made a joke on the podcast like last night. You talk to custodian, they're always going to TSU and clean up. Hey, everybody talk about Atlanta. So a question I want to ask you, Alabama A&M is the last game of the season, this season. So when that game is wrapped up, where do you see this TSU football team at when it's all said and done?
Everyone going to say, you know, of course you want to say the SWAC championship and the Celebration Bowl, but – obviously, we have to put that work in right now to get to that point. But, you know, of course, I definitely see us in the championship. You know, we got some work to do, but I definitely do see us in the championship. We just all got to, you know, stay the course and continue to get 1% better.
That's it for another episode of Unmatched Sports. Huge thank you to Jacob Williams for pulling up and sharing his story. From battling back after injury to anchoring the TSU defense with purpose, Jacob's story is a reminder that the journey isn't always smooth, but it's always worth it. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow the podcast, share it to a fellow TSU fan, and stay tuned because more real stories from Tiger athletes are coming your way. This is Unmatched Sports, where TSU football players speak.